next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you can give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Yeah, thank you. We're coming off a much-needed bye week last week. Great opportunity to get some players rested, get some players healthy, develop some of the younger players in our program, get a jump start on our next opponent, which is Indiana, and do some serious self-scout on where we're at this season and areas that we need to continue to improve and do that. But we're excited to get back to action. We've had good practices so far this week and getting ready to play a good opponent in Indiana. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your first question is from Ryan Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Which, in regards to the last game, I think you had seven or eight different receivers catch a pass. How much of a difference does that make for an offense? And, you know, I guess speaking as a former defensive coordinator, how much trouble does that cause for a defense versus, say, some of the games earlier this year where Juwan Harris was the only guy catching passes?
Well, I think it helps both. I mean, it helps your offensive players, you know, because they've got confidence that a number of players can make plays. It helps your play caller feel good about being able to distribute the ball to a lot of different individuals. It makes it tough on a defense because you can't necessarily key on one or two guys and say these are the guys that we have to stop. So, you know, absolutely it's what we'd like to be able to do offensively week in and week out. And last week, the last game against Minnesota was probably the first time this season when that we've been able to do that consistently. And hopefully moving forward, we can continue that trend.
And then, obviously, one play comes to mind, and I think it was even an incompletion, a Patton along the sideline. I think he stepped out of bounds. But it was a third and 20, and you guys nearly converted it. Just the idea of Gio throwing the ball down the field a little bit more, being a little aggressive, what does that do to open up the offense?
Well, I mean, a lot. I mean, if you got confidence in your ability to do that, the ability to make a play call like that, the ability to protect a quarterback for that long, because obviously it takes a while to run that type of a route that deep, you know, run the route, catch the ball. So it helps a lot if you've got the confidence to be able to make those types of calls in those types of situations. Those are obviously low percentage, you know, offensive plays when you're talking about third and 20 or third and 25. And, you know, the fact that we were able to almost convert it, I guess, you know, says something about our ability to protect the quarterback that long.
Is there something you've seen from Gio that's given you guys a specific in practice or whatnot that's given you guys the confidence to say, hey, he can make some of these downfield throws? Because that wasn't his reputation, obviously, not that you would know, but his reputation when he first came in here was an arm strength, and it seemed like he took some chances downfield.
No, there hasn't been a lot that we've seen in practice. And every day we go with Gio is a new day. I mean, he's a one-game starter. And we're continuing to find out all the time what he can and can't do and what his strengths and weaknesses are. You know, sometimes you got to go out in games and just make some calls and see how he does. And that was one of those situations. And it's not like we've been in a lot of, you know, third and 25 and we've got a whole long list of plays that we feel like we can, you know, call in those situations. But unless you go out and you call certain plays on game day and give him an opportunity to show what he can do, you'll never know. And that's kind of where we're at right now with Gio, is just trying to figure out how he's going to respond on game day in certain situations and call some plays that we'll see how he responds.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Matt Baker, Tampa Bay Times.
Hey, Chris, I believe you've got 10 guys on your roster from Florida. As you kind of get things going the way you want to see the program built for the long run, how important is this state going to be for you all in recruiting?
Well, if we can get good players that contribute to our success on Saturdays, then it's very important to us. All of our recruiting efforts are going to start here locally in the state of New Jersey. I think we've got great high school football here in our state. But Florida is obviously a state that produces some of the most talent in the country. I think the thing you got to watch for is you don't just go to Florida and say we're going to take a kid that is from Florida just because he's from Florida and assume that he's going to be a great player. But if we can go to any state, Florida included, and we can get some players that contribute on game day and we can be successful with them, then absolutely it's going to be important. We're going to go where we need to go to get players. And Florida has been a good state to Rutgers in the past, and hopefully it will continue to be in the future.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.